guys, welcome to True Talk with Ife, the show where we get to gist and talk about real life issues. Yeah. Happy weekend, guys. How is your weekend going? How is staying at home with family? And if you went out and the likes, how is it going? Hope it's going fine, because basically I'm enjoying my weekend. Yeah, like I can't see anything less, like, because I myself, I'm just in my room, you know, eating, staying healthy for myself and to the glory of God. It's necessary, please eat and stay healthy. Nobody should call me a foodie, please. So moving further on today's episode, I want to welcome each and every one person on today's episode, and I want to appreciate everyone that gave me a call, chatted me up, shared their own contribution and observation on last week's episode. Like, it was massive, trust me, it was massive. Like, even last week, a guy friend of mine though, after listening to the episode, had to chat me up and started expressing some things I did. And you know, deep down, I really didn't do those stuff intentionally, and it was like I made him depressed. And so yeah, I was like, God, I'm sorry. I had to just start pleading, you know. But it was good though, you know. I've always said it on my podcast that anytime I share one or two content out, it's not only my audience that is benefiting from it. I myself is benefiting from it. I really appreciate the guy. I appreciate his boldness of telling me, you know, everything just sorted out like that weekend. I was like, okay, you are fine. Yeah, I'm fine. So please, I want to plead to each and everyone listening to me right now that hasn't listened to last week episode, you guys should just try, please. I'm pleading. Try and listen to last week episode, it's quite insightful. Yes, so on today's episode, I will be talking on how to earn a revenue while in search of your dream job. Because you know, basically, we find ourselves in a society whereby, okay, after school, after your NYSC, then boom, we just think we'll get our 9 to 5 job or 9 to 6 job, and you know, you start getting the revenue. Well, there are some people that are lucky, they are very, very lucky. Some people, before they finish school, before they finish their youth service, you know, everything just works out well for them, and you know, you just see them, they're already cruising. Like, you were like, wait, that's like you get some people saying, come and cut soap for me. Please come and cut soap for me too. Like, so you know, everyone's destiny differs, you know. Grace differs also. Yeah. Grace differs. So you know, when you're done with school and you know your parents look up to you, like, okay, so what next? You have to start taking care of your siblings will now start bullying you, and you're like, God, no money, I never get this job, and you know, revenue. And apart from that, you know, at that point, your parents, there are still some parents that still gives their children allowance per month and the likes. Like, it's sweet if you have a father or a mother that does that, it's the sweetest. Like, so I'm sharing this topic basically for everyone, even if you're in a job right now, probably you're doing 1 or 2 job, and you're like, okay, me, I kukuma have my own 9 to 5 job, so thank God for my life. Yes, but you know, we all have dreams, we all have things we aspire to get on the long run. So you know, that big house, that big cars, and the rest of the things you want to get for mom C, for pop C, for your siblings, all of it won't come from your 9 to 5 job, like your monthly allowance, like your monthly salary. So it's better to wise up, get 1 or 2 things doing, like probably your business, get a business doing, just get involved in something that will bring in extra cash to you. Yeah, because everything is just getting costly in Nigeria, everything is increasing and your revenue is not increasing. So we just have to wise up and, you know, sharp up. So so that brings me to the guest I'm inviting on to today's episode. Her name is Ibukun Oluwa Mary. She's a makeup artist, she sells clothes, she's a fashionista. Like, basically, what does she not do? I don't know, because okay, if you guys listen to one of my episodes where I invited the students in and talking about surviving as a student, If you remember the young lady I told you back in school would sell meat and do all sorts of things just to get cash, and you're like, yes, she's the one. She's the one. Like, she's so resourceful. She's based in Ibadan, basically. So distance wanted to be a barrier, but God said never. It's not gonna happen. Yeah, I would have loved to use Anchor feature because there are lots of questions I would like to ask her. How she started the movement and the likes, you know. But, you know, thankfully, yeah, fortunately, we wouldn't have the opportunity to ask questions and like, cause I just had to tell her to send me a record on how to start a business, probably with no capital or low capital. You get so, and basically she has a YouTube channel where she does all this business talk and like she's resourceful, trust me guys. So the next voice you will be hearing is the voice of Chila. Yeah, I call her Chila because that's the name of her brand. So it will be Chila. So you guys should sit back and learn one or two things as I also learn. Stay cool, I will be right back.
Good day. My name is Omoji Bukulua, the brand owner of House of Chila Built, Pata.ng on Instagram, and Chila Fashion Store. So on today's show, I will be talking about how to earn your revenue while in search of your dream job. Before I start this sensitive topic, thanks to True Talk by Ife for the privilege. So that will actually bring me to being a drop shipping. Okay, you want to start a business, but you don't have a capital to it. It's stable. Running business requires a lot of money. It requires money. Drop shipping requires no capital. And this is the best time you can make your money. Imagine starting your business without no capital. That is the sweetest and the most easiest way of making money of before you have your own dream job. Please drop your questions and I will surely answer. For more, I'm just going to give you the tips because time won't permit me to talk deep on this dropshipping, but I'll just give you the eyes blog of this topic. Do go and follow me on my YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel at Omoju Ibukunluwa. Go and follow me. I do more of entrepreneur videos, more of money making videos. Like, I talk full details on this dropshipping. Dropshipping basically means starting a business without no income. I mean, starting a business without no capital, less capital. Okay, when you want to start a business, when you want to be a dropshipper, you go to the manufacturer, you go to the supplier. What kind of business can I do? You have to have a passion for a particular business before going into that business. You can't just say, oh, because my friend is selling this particular thing, because my friend does makeup, or because my friend sells bags and all of that good stuff, I want to go into. But what if you are good in selling jewelry? What if you can advertise your jewelry? What if, you know, just find something, find a niche, find something that you are good with, that you have passion for, that you can consistently tell people. And you are, you know, like when you have passion for something, you can go extra mile for that thing. That is what I'm talking about. So once you find the particular product you want to start selling, just go to that supplier. I want to drop ship. The supplier is going to give you all those products, those collection in all sales. And the supplier can as well drop ship. I mean, send it to your customers once you get order. Let people know that you sell this particular item. Market yourself. I don't know, people are always ashamed of what they do, of what they sell. Anywhere I go, I tell people I do makeup. I'm a supplier. I supply people like different fashion items. I tell you, this is what I do. A closed mouth is a closed door, is a closed destiny itself. So you need to market yourself. You need to tell people, this is what I sell, this is what I do. And you can as well talk to an influencer to see if for you to get a customer, you need an extra mouth. You can't rely on your WhatsApp customers only. These particular people will not keep buying the same item. Like, even though they buy, even though you upload new item, like they can't be your main source. Don't allow them to be your main source of customers. Go out, you know, tell people I sell this particular thing, influence, tell other people to influence for you and all that. So I'm going to stop here, then maybe continue like in another time. But I just want you to know that for you not to be a liability before you get that dream job, get something doing. If it is business you want to, go for it. If it is investment, invest. Do something for yourself before you get that dream job. And follow me on my social media platform. My personal page is at Omoju Ibukunluwa. My business page is at House of Chila Beauty, Chila Fashion Store, and Pata.ng on Instagram. And go to my YouTube channel to watch the full video on business related videos, entrepreneur videos. And thank you so much.
Welcome back, guys, and thank you for staying tuned. I really hope you all learned one or two things from what Chila said, because basically I did. I personally want to appreciate her for creating time, for doing this record, and you know, and sharing this wisdom nuggets with us, because basically she's a busy person. I thank you so much, Chila. If you're out there listening, thank you, God bless you for sharing this with us and giving us a platform to learn from you. Thank you. So basically I learned one or two things from this dropshipping, because I think I want to relate dropshipping with AliExpress, this Ali Import and the likes, but I don't know, because after she did a video upload on her YouTube channel of dropshipping, I had to check it. Not really, like, I watched the full video. I saw a short clips of it on her status, and it was quite insightful, which made me approach her to feature on today's episode, because I feel most people will learn from it. And yes, we did. I don't know about you, but yeah, I did. And I want us to understand that business isn't for everyone, because someone might be listening and just be like, oh man, got this business thing. Trust me, I understand how it feels. Business is not for everyone. If you know one or two things you're doing, like you learned one or two things, probably fashion, probably graphics design or photography, or you know how to type well, you know how to proofread content, writing, or whatsoever it is, you know, just put it to practice and just don't sit down like, I'm waiting for that my 9-to-5 job, I'm waiting for this dream job, it will click, like my brother is involved, my sister is involved, like I know. Please just take a chill and, you know, build yourself. Start from where you are now. Start with what you have now, because trust me, even if you get a job interview, you don't want to go out there looking like a pauper. Yeah. And if you want to go out, hang out with your friend, you don't want to start giving excuses of no money, or you know, now transport and the likes. Please, like, I can actually relate to that so well. So try as much as possible to try to start something doing, even if you have your 9-to-5 job, or you have something that is fetching you a good source of income for now. Nobody knows tomorrow, and I'm not praying anything bad happens on the line, but it's just a word of advice. Like, start your business. You're not going to work in that industry for life. You have to have something you are doing. Like, everything in Nigeria now, it's just going very, very funny. We don't even know where we are going to anymore, because the rate at which prices of goods increases, it's alarming, trust me. So you have to have a source of income to just back up whatever it is you have, whatever it is you want to achieve. Well, maybe you want to get certification, you want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do that. just make sure you have a good source of income. And trust me, when you start having family, and not even talk of some people that already have family, they understand what I'm saying better. So, to cut the long story short, yeah. If you have any personal question you want to ask Sheila on how to start this drop shipping, how to go about it, or the pros and cons on drop shipping, you know, you can follow her on our social media page at Omoju Ibukun Oluwa. And on our business page, you can follow her on Instagram at Chila_fashionstore and also at house_of_chila_built. Yeah, so you can follow her there. And if you look forward on watching one of our YouTube channels video, I'm going to drop a link of a link to our YouTube channel on the description box, so we can actually learn more from this, because it's a whole lot on our YouTube channel. She does more of this business oriented stuff. She talks more on business, starting a business, drop shipping. There are many more things she has talked on, and you know, you get to see the real Chila and exactly what the stuff she's made of. Yes. So I actually did a personal research on this dropshipping stuff, and I got to understand the part that suits me past, like the part I really enjoyed, was the part where I got to understand that dropshipping is more like an online business where you don't need to pay for inventory, that's your stock, until it's sold to an actual customer. So I just have to stay in my house and, you know, just do my own marketing and let it get to the right customer, and boom. Like, the flexibility is what makes me enjoy it, trust me. So that will be all on today's episode. I really hope we all learned one or two things on today's episode, and boom, we move. Like, the next thing I want to hear is CEO, this CEO, that. Like, there are lots of CEOs out there. Don't worry, we get to the top. So guys, please don't forget to click on the like button and give me a 5-star rating. Don't give me a 3-star rating, yeah, 5-star rating. Don't forget to like and subscribe on my podcast episode. And please don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends, and even on your social media platform. So that will be all. Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. I love, love, love you guys. Till I come your way next weekend, stay strong and stay out of trouble. I love you.